spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Nancy joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Nancy. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're great.
You sound really peppy, Nancy.
I feel peppy.
Oh, good.
I had my coffee this morning.
Megan, how are you feeling? Are you feeling peppy?
I mean, I feel like you know the answer to that question.
Who are you arguing with and what are you arguing about?
My sweet boyfriend, I need you to talk to him for me because I've talked to him and he's not hearing me. He does this one thing that's just so foul. And I don't know what to do because I feel like I've pointed it out as delicately and non-delicately as I possibly can. And he just doesn't even, he's not even hearing me. What's going on? He sits, like, he's in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet, doing his thing, and he's talking on the phone. He's, like, taking business calls and family calls. His mom calls all the time. He talks to his mom on the toilet all the time.
That's disgusting.
And I feel like, what the heck is going on here? I feel grossed out. I feel like that's weird. It's rude. It's, like, I hear the phone ring. He's in there. He's like, hey, mom.
Technically, she doesn't have to know that that's where he is.
Unless they're FaceTiming, in which case it could get
awkward.
Well,
then that's a different story. What?
You don't think people know. People know. The bathroom has a very particular echo.
It does.
I know people in the bathroom talking to me.
It does have an echoey sound. That
really?
Is true.
Okay.
Yes.
Megan, I'll call you from the bathroom next. You never answer.
Oh, no, thank you.
What's your boyfriend's name, Nancy?
His name's Travis.
All right, let's call Travis and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Travis.
Yeah.
Hey, are you on the toilet by any chance?
What are you talking about?
Are you on the toilet? This is a pretty straightforward question. We hear you like to talk in the bathroom on the phone to your mom and other people.
Well, who is this?
Oh, sorry.
I
should have led with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Travis, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan, and we host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
We actually have your girlfriend on the phone, too.
Hi. Okay.
She told us that you like to talk on the phone while you're in the bathroom using it, and she thinks that's totally gross.
Do you do that?
Yep. Why is it grossing her out? I don't even talk to her. I'm talking to other people.
Well, she knows what you're...
It's just I know it. I can't help but know it. And I think it's so rude and weird and icky. I am feeling turned off. I told you.
Travis, so how does it work? Do you schedule calls for that time? Or does it, like, if the phone rings, you just answer it? Are you making calls? What happens?
I mean, I ordinarily don't even like talking on the phone to begin.
Right.
So I figure, to be quite honest with you, it's just an easy way to kill two birds with one stone. I don't see why it's a huge issue whatsoever.
Yeah. And you talk to your mom a lot, apparently, when you're in there, she said?
I don't talk to her that often either. So, again, you know, if I'm
so
sitting
crazy
on the pot, then why not? Why not?
Why not? It's like, that's all right. It's like a time-saving thing.
Yeah.
He's in denial, you guys. He's in denial over his bathroom talking.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Can you guys hang on with Travis? Can you hang on a minute?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Sure.
Yeah. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595. Is it rude to talk on the phone when you're doing your business in El Baño? Sonia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking.
everything's going really smooth.
So, I mean, other than the fact that everything's going horribly wrong today, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
A little more sleep, Mark.
No kidding. What do you want to say about this whole situation? Is this gross and disgusting, or is it eh?
I mean, I do it all the time. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, are you doing it right now?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
Right
thank
now,
God.
No. But I will say that if I can't see it or smell it, I'm totally cool.
Really?
Yeah, I've gotten in some pretty serious conversations while on the can.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens, though, if your conversation runs longer than the time you need to do your business?
If it runs a little longer, I just chill for a little while.
Or you just put the phone on mute.
Yeah, or I just say, hey, can you give me a second? And put the call on hold and do my business. It is kind of gross, but, I mean, it doesn't bother me if people do it, because really, unless you tell them, they're not going to know.
All right. You don't FaceTime in the bathroom or Skype or anything, do you?
Only my sister.
Oh, my God. Hey, Sonia, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
That sounds like my friend.
Janie from the beach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's Janae.
Oh, it's Janae. Sorry. Hi, Janae. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Good. What did you want to say?
I just want to tell him that he shouldn't feel bad. That my boyfriend, Nick, I think it means that he's comfortable. Like, my boyfriend, Nick, will pick up the phone if it's his mom or if it's me, but he's not going to pick up the phone if it's, like, somebody he doesn't want to talk to. It just means that he's pooping and he also has something to tell you.
I mean, what really do you need to tell somebody at that moment? They can't wait a couple more minutes.
Well, it's not that they can't wait. It's just rude not to answer the phone and he doesn't want to have to, like, call him back. I get it.
I don't think
Travis should feel bad.
All right. Doesn't it interrupt whatever game or video you're watching, though, at the time? Like, that's my whole thing, you know?
You poop and watch video games?
I mean, you poop and talk on the phone. Don't judge. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
This conversation's really grossing me out.
I mean, I'll take my headphones in there and, you know, watch a couple YouTube videos, catch up on some vlogs or something.
Okay.
You know, learn a little something while I'm using. Noor from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Noor. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You don't think it's weird either?
No, I don't think so, though. Because, like, my mother, she always talk on the phone with her mother when she's in the bathroom. People who take long time in the bathroom, they really get bored. Some of them, they go to Facebook. Some of them talk to them close people, like their family, which is not weird, and something is normal. And a lot of people, they do weird things. I mean, it's kind of weird, but it's all right. It's not a big deal.
Basically, you're saying it could be worse.
I mean, he's talking to his mother. He's not, like, cheating on her in the bathroom, talking to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? He's just trying to do, like how he say, he's doing two things in the same time.
No, yeah, it's good time management is what you're saying.
I mean, I would love to, if I have a boyfriend, I would love to, like, he talk in the bathroom with his family, so when he get out, he will hang out with me. He will have more time to hang out with me.
I mean, I guess that's one super positive way to look at it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to talk to your mom, you wait till you have to go to the bathroom. Don't waste my time talking to your mom. Hey, thanks.
No, it's not like sometimes I'm in the bathroom, my mom call me, I go ahead and answer the phone, like,
yeah.
My mother.
I don't answer the phone ever, no matter where I am.
Like, me neither. I hate it.
If somebody calls me, it's going to you're going to voicemail, and I'll suss it out later as to whether or not I want to talk to you. But that's great. And Nora, thanks so much for calling. Megan, it seems like everybody thinks it's totally normal.
I know. It really does.
Well, look, Nancy, a lot of folks saying, you know, they do it too, and as long as you don't tell somebody, it should be, you know, it shouldn't really, it's none of your business what goes on in there.
I think that's so rude.
I guess, you know, we've done absolutely nothing but waste an hour of everyone's time. Which is actually, that's one of our major skill sets.
Sounds about right.
All right. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.